I'm going to tell you now one prophecy that I think is extremely important and powerful at the same time. If you know me well, and you have been listening to me quite some time, I have numerous times explained the power of Purim and the secrets that are lying in the Megillah and the four mitzvot of Purim that all start with a mem. Remember that? Causing the closed mem. Remember all this? If you don't, go to the lectures where I'm explaining that, where I'm explaining thoroughly, really what we need to do, and that's the secret of how you're going to be protected. Ve'asitim li migdash ve'shachanti betocham. Okay? You should build for me a tabernacle, which is your body, your house, your office, your bedroom, whatever, your mind, and I will dwell in you. What is betocham? The Arizal says, betoch mem. Not in you, rather in the mem. Because the word betocham is written bet, taf, chaf, vav, mem. So the Arizal says, don't read it like that. Split the word, and then you read it betoch mem. In the mem. What's the mem? I told you, mem is a square. It's the four mitzvot that we are commanded to do in Purim, right? Mishloach manot, mikra megillah, mishteh v'simcha, v'matanot levyonim. Four mitzvot that start with a mem. So I already told you that Esther told us everything. Let's go to the Megillah for 1 second. Chapter 7. The Megillah tells you when it's going to happen and who's going to do it. Okay? And I'm going to read it. And but if you want to follow or check me, it's the Megillat Esther, chapter 7, and we're starting to read from verse 1. Okay? Bear with me. Queen Esther replied, "If your majesty will do me the favor, and if it pleases your majesty, let my life be granted me as my wish, and my people as my request." Okay? Esther is talking about us. To who? To the king? We know that every time in the Megillah that it's talking about HaMelech, it's Hashem. So Esther is talking to God. Did you listen to what I say, or should I repeat it real quick? To repeat it?
Yeah.
In a minute. Queen Esther replied, "If your majesty will do me the favor, and if it pleases your majesty, let my life be granted me as my wish, and my people as my request." Esther is asking for life. Okay. Why, Mrs. Esther, are you asking this? "For we have been sold." I'll read it to you in Hebrew. Ki nimkarnu. That's what they were all saying in the beginning, 2 weeks ago. Nimkarnu. We were sold. Good morning, America. You were sold 7 years ago. Each and every one of you who has old Tudat Zehut, turn it around and look at the number and you'll be shocked. The new ones, they don't have it. It's biometric. You have one? Who has here an old Tudat Zehut? What? No. We have a volunteer. I'm not going to disclose your Tudat Zehut, which starts with 332. What's this number? What's his number? Take it around. It's not his Tudat Zehut. The Tudat Zehut starts with 332, right? What's this number? Pass it around. You have been sold in 1948. You do not belong to yourself. You are a product. What don't you understand? I told you that 3-4 years ago, that we have been sold. Here, take this, please. I can't tell you what the number is because the government will lock me up and maybe shoot me. But I'm telling you, in the Holocaust, the number was on your arm. Get it? Toda. Okay, let's continue. Esther tells the king, "For we have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, massacred, and exterminated. Had we only been sold as a bondman and bondwomen, I would have kept silent. For the adversary is not worthy of the king's trouble." Are you following the words? Read it later on by yourself 50 times. She's saying we were sold to be massacred, to be destroyed, to be exterminated. Not to be killed, exterminated. These are the words that these leaders are talking about. And she says, if we would be sold just as slaves, I wouldn't even bother the king with such minor things. But we were already sold to be exterminated, a whole nation. The king answered. Thereupon, King Ahasuerus demands of Queen Esther, "Who is and where is he who dares to do that?" says the king. "The adversary and enemy," replied Esther, "is this evil Haman." And Haman cringed in terror before the king and the queen. Esther is fighting on our behalf. We were sold. Check. We were sold. For what? To be destroyed. To be massacred. To be exterminated. Which we just saw 2 weeks. Mass extermination. That's extermination, by the way. Standing with machine guns and shooting at helpless people. That's extermination. Hashem, the Ahasuerus tells them, who's this troublemaker? Esther, without no fear, says, Haman hara hazeh. 3 words. Each word consists 3 letters. Haman hara hazeh. The evil Haman. Quickly pull up your calculators. What's the gematria of Haman hara hazeh? 387. What is an interesting gematria that comes out about Haman hara hazeh? The evil Haman that's going to do what we just read? The gematria tells you who and when. 387 is the equal gematria of Irgun Hamas Bachag, the organization of Hamas during the holiday. So that kind of stunned me. Woo, wow, same gematria, Hamas Bachag, when, who? But that wasn't enough for me. Would you believe if I would tell you who and when I told you Hamas Bachag? Rabbi Yonatan Eivishit says, when is Acharit HaYamim? End of Simchat Torah. You know who's responsible for all this? Let me tell you an interesting gematria of 387, was Haman Hara Hazeh. The gematria of nothing but less, Apifyor, the Pope. The gematria of 387 is Apifyor. Who's responsible for that? The Samech Mem. Very simple. I just told you. Where are they going to come from? Italia. What did Yonatan Avishai says? Hashatan sholet ba'olam. The devil is controlling the world. Points to the Vatican. That's it. 387 Haman hara hazeh is the numerical value of the word apifyor, the Pope. There's your answer. That's who you were sold to. You are a property of the Vatican, by the way. I told you that already a few years ago. The Vatican and who it represents is the, we'll call it now, the regime that established the State of Israel. Not the United Nations and not anybody else. It was the political Zionist movement along with the Vatican and the British royal family who all established the State of Israel. You are a product of the Vatican. And Esther HaMalka doesn't miss a detail. And if she says, me, Hashem says, who is doing it? Haman Arase. There you have it. Haman is from Zera Amalek. Hamas, no question, Zera Amalek. We see Amalek here. And Amalek broke in and ruined the party. We were celebrating Shabbat in the morning. We were dancing around the Torah. In most shuls, what is the dominating liquid? Alcohol, drinking, Simchat Torah. That was the mishteh that was broken by Haman. And Hashem is saying, who came and ruined the party? Who ruined the party? Haman Arase. Now it's time for us to provoke and to annoy Hashem on who did it. It says that Haman Nivat, the English translation, clippered, what did it say? In Hebrew, it sounds like he was kicked. Cringed? That's what it says. This is not a good translation. In Hebrew, Nivat, that fear and anxiety attacked him. He was full of fear. They give their soldiers, so it's not soldiers, terrorists, they give them drugs to be brave, to have courage and to be fearless. We Jews have it without the drugs, by the way. Look at our soldiers. They have, not even soldiers, any basic civilian has this courage of a lion without even drugs or anything. They think they're going to mess with us. But the fact, what I'm saying is that it says that Haman, when he figured out that Ahasuerosh looked at him, Nivat, he got attacked with fear. A person that has the anxiety of fear can't function. It's like the soldiers in the Six-Day War from the Egyptian soldiers that said testimonials that they saw armies of angels and fire and all these testimonials what they saw. These hooligans are going to attack us and Hashem is going to go out there with Avraham Avinu with millions of angels behind him. Each angel reaches to the sky. Angels made out of fire. Of course they're going to be trembling from fear. They're going to be like, they're going to see Hashem. So it says, Haman Nivat. Don't worry. Don't worry. Have no fear. They feed off your fear. We have here, as Esther is telling us, don't worry. Hashem has our back. He's going to destroy them.